yourself another teacher. I'm going home. And I came home. Oh, by the time I got home, I wasn't half that calm by the time I got home. I had to go over to the room and gather up my two little dresses and what I had. Get them in the suitcase, catch the caboose on the train and come home. But when I came in home, folks met me at the caboose, the train, and loaded the little old suitcase in. I just barely got in that buggy wagon it was then, and I went to bawling. Finally, I got out with my story. Of course, my mother just went to pieces worse than I did. She said later on that she never had been so disappointed in one of her children.
Is that right?
That she just couldn't take it, you know, mm-hmm. that it was such a disappointment to her. And she said, I hadn't even gone to bed and gone sound asleep before I realized that you'd done the right thing and I was proud of you. Yeah. And that's the way my school teaching ended. Mm-hmm. I never did teach.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder what was the purpose of making you stay there? Just
it was some experience.
I should think. Uh-huh.
It sure was.
Mm-hmm.
I came home and went to work for downtown, one of the stores.
Mm-hmm. You never had any regrets?
Oh, gracious. I wouldn't have gone back there if... I wasn't going to give much. Besides, who was I to teach the Bible and teach those children, be responsible for their religious? No, I didn't. I still said it wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
But they got an old maid about 60 years old. No, she wasn't old, that old, because in those days they didn't get that old. Maybe 40. But anyhow, they got an old maid and she was tickled death to get the contract, and I was glad to have her.
Oh, I see.
There was no regrets, no hard feelings, except I hated that judge. I hated him till his dying day.
Oh,
Judge Fair. Because he could have called me off to one side
right.
and talked to me.
Right.
He didn't need to get the whole school board in there to tell me. I didn't think he was fair.
No.
I told him so.
What religion, what was he? What denomination was he?
He was one of the Hardshell Baptists.
Baptists.
I was Catholic.
You think that probably had something to do with it?
Huh?
You think that probably had something to do with it?
Oh, no question about it. He knew I wouldn't teach Bible.
I see.
He probably wanted my resignation. I gave it to him.
In small pieces.
In small pieces. I didn't even gather up the pieces.
See.
My mother said, well, you should have brought your contract home. I said, Mama, I couldn't. I tore it up. If I had a match, I'd have burned it up.
I see. Well, that's interesting. It was really a matter of religion, then, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was just a question of religion more than
I don't know
else.
What it was, but it was a... That was what happened. And that's all I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I quit.
Well, it was hard work. The children were...
Well, it was the conditions and the distance and the living conditions. I had it was just something terrible. It really was. It was an old couple and they were poor. And they didn't have much, and I had less, and they dipped snuff, and I mean, it was just a complete new world and living.
Mm-hmm. How many students did you have?
I think there was 27.
27.
In all ages.
Mm-hmm. You said
I was getting along beautifully with the classes. Because we just enjoying it.